podcasting from Nashville, Tennessee. This is Keep Asking, the podcast that helps you dig deeper and wider into the research providing insights into today's church and culture. I'm here today with my colleagues Scott McConnell and Casey Oliver to talk about Vacation Bible School. Welcome back, guys.
Good to be here. Glad to be back.
Quick question. Did you guys go to Vacation Bible School as a kid?
I've been to Vacation Bible School more times as an adult than as a kid, but I do remember going at least once as a kid.
Okay.
I only remember going once, and I was really little, and the only thing I really remember from it is that we did something with a jar where we put lots of different colors of sand into it. That's like my main memory. I must have been probably 4 years old when I did it. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have, that's kind of funny. I have a vague recollection of something like an event I went to that had popsicle sticks, and that was not really how my family, we didn't go to church. That was not something I was typically running around in groups where people were gathered popsicle sticks. So I think I must have hit a VBS at that point too. But apparently Americans have been a little bit more regular attenders when they were kids than we are. We have 60% of American adults we surveyed said they attended VBS while growing up. How does that number hit you, Scott?
That's definitely a large number. When we see statistics about, you know, American church attendance, you know, being in that vicinity or less, you know, it's surprising that something that just goes on for a week at not even every church, that we would see 6 out of 10 Americans attending, and for a program that's been around this long, for it to still have that kind of staying power that adults can remember attending.
How long has VBS been around?
I don't recall.
Oh.
But actually, my colleague Bob Smetana knows, and he researched it, that it started back in the 1890s.
1890s. That's crazy. That's a long time. So 60% attended at least once. 22% recall attending every summer. That's a lot. I mean, that's more than 1 out of 5 every single summer when they were growing up.
And that's a better memory than I have.
Yes. So now I think this is not a surprise. 42% say the reason they participated was their immediate family attended the church, you know, their parents, siblings, that kind of thing. 19% say their extended family, young grandparents, aunts, and so on, attended. What are some of the other reasons they said they attended? They recall attending, because this is, just as a point of clarification, this is them looking back.
Mm-hmm. 26% said that the church was close to or in their neighborhood, and 25% said that they were invited by someone other than their family, so a neighbor or a friend.
And that's an important thing for church members to realize is, you know, oftentimes you think, oh, the leaders that are putting together this program, you know, that's who makes VBS happen. But, you know, if 1 out of 4 kids never would have been at VBS if somebody hadn't invited them, you know, that's a critical part of what Vacation Bible School is the whole church kind of joining in and making the community aware that this is for them.
And I think that's even some things that we see it throughout the data, that it was the enjoyable part for kids, even as adults are looking back or they're thinking about their children attending, that the importance of spending time with kids their own age. 13%, you know, said they themselves valued building relationships with others in the church. And we'll see some data here in a little bit about, you know, the importance of spending time with other kids. Overall, what did we learn about those memories, and that what kind of warm fuzzy or terrible memories, where did that land in how people feel about Vacation Bible School?
Well, I mean, I think it was interesting because, again, something so prevalent that 60% attended at least once, but then also that it was something that for so many people that had that experience, that it was a really positive one for them. So among that group that attended at VBS when they were growing up, 9 out of 10 said that they had positive memories about participating in VBS, including 46% that completely agreed that they have positive memories. So, a lot of people have that as a really positive experience in their memory.
Do you know, I have a suspicion, I know we didn't ask this, but for those who disagreed, completely, mostly. We had 5% slightly disagree, 2% mostly disagree with that. And 2% completely disagree. I would guarantee you, I mean, I feel like I could put money on this, though this is not a show about gambling, nor do we advocate that. that has to do with churches who served Hydrox cookies instead of Oreos during snack time. Because that's what would burn me.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we have to keep in mind that for many of these 60% of Americans who remember attending VBS, they attended before there was such a thing as Goldfish.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So if we're going to get into the snack category, you know, there were some probably homemade creative snacks back then.
Which sounds delicious compared to a Hydrox cookie, because I feel like I'm old enough. If I know that there was a Hydrox choice when I was a kid, or whatever the fake Oreo is called.
Right.
Then there's enough of them that could have been disappointed with that.
Well, so we have on here, one of the questions we asked was about where their strongest memories from Vacation Bible School are. And we let them select as many as they wanted to for that. And 19% said participating in snack time was one of those things that was a strong memory for them. You know, it's tough for us on the back end to go like, man, is that really what you remember from something that was, you know, like maybe spiritually formative or all those different things? But again, like for me, all I remember, which I guess I'm also along with the 37% who said this, was like a craft time was what kind of sticks in your memory from something, you know, because 4 years old for some of these people when they were doing it. So maybe it was just, oh, this is a cool snack. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Hanging out with my friends.
Or a terrible snack.
Right.
And while it wasn't at VBS, you know, if I had been served a Mounds bar as a child, that would have been traumatic. So we see here that 46% say spending time with kids their own age was one of their strongest memories of Vacation Bible School, which mirrors what we see in other research that a sense of community is a big part of church for people, whether they're children or adults. You know, it's mm-hmm. these other things, you know, are important and they're obvious memories, but we are a part of a community when we're gathered as the church. That almost sounds like I was starting to get spiritual, so I'll dial it back so as not to throw y'all off. 15% did choose winning prizes and toys. I would love to think. I mean, can you imagine winning a prize so awesome that you would remember it 50 years later? Yeah, I'm just saying, mm-hmm. you know, there's what else jumped out to you all about this? This was a fun project, though. It, you know, we I guess it was just fun seeing, you know, some real positive, seeing people talk about positive memories and speaking positively about their own you know, experiences, you know, their children's experiences.
We should probably note that this study was sponsored by Lifeway Kids, so a ministry that produces VBS materials and plans out VBS experiences every year. And, you know, kudos to them that in developing those materials, they wanted feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the key things we see here is that VBS in general has some great brand recognition. So for the memories these Americans have, and as we'll look at in a minute, the perceptions parents have, you know, it's important in any ministry to find out people's perceptions. You invest a lot in your ministry and you understand your values and your goals and your ambitions. But if you never check in to find out whether other people are on the same page, whether they're seeing those things, whether they're perceiving those things, you can really be off base and you could be missing in your communication with them. And what we're seeing here, and as we'll continue to describe, we see that Americans understand the VBS brand. They understand the identity of this ministry, and it has a lot of positive value for folks.
Mm-hmm. And I think for me, one of the things that jumped out was, you know, all the stuff we've talked about so far, maybe in all of that, you're going, well, okay, but I really hope that my child, if I'm going to give, you know, have my child have a VBS experience, that they're going to be growing spiritually as a result, or maybe as a church trying to run that, that's what you're really aiming for. And, you know, learning Bible stories, 45% of them said that was actually one of the strongest memories for them. But for a much greater percentage of them, 88% agreed that Vacation Bible School, when they attended as a child, helped them better understand the Bible, and 89% agree that it positively influenced their spiritual growth. So even if that wasn't their, oh, this is the strong memory that I have from when I was four. You know, you, maybe as a four-year-old, you really just get excited about snacks. You know, like that's maybe that's where you are. but nevertheless, you know, that still they're recognizing as adult, oh, this was formative for me as well. And that's really exciting and we're celebrating as well, I think.
Even among those who didn't attend Vacation Bible School as a child, 61% said they had a positive view about it. So for whatever reason, you know, and there were several, whether their family didn't attend church, they were too busy, they weren't invited. We feel like there's still a pretty strong representation of that positive branding for the event, like you were mentioning, Scott.
As we look at parents today across America, we see that almost half of them have had a child, and this is parents of kids 18 and under, almost half of them have a child who has attended VBS. And so we see the attendance that Americans in general have experienced and remember continuing on to the next generation. And again, their perceptions are incredibly positive. 95% say their child had a positive experience, and 94% said their child has a better understanding of the Bible because they attended VBS at a local church. And even parents seeing that it's had a positive impact on the spiritual growth of their child is there for 95% of parents. So incredible just equity that's been built up in just parents' perceptions of VBS and kind of the value they see in it investing in their child.
You know, I think that's certainly we're not going to tell churches what they should and shouldn't do, but I do think that's something for a church to consider. If their natural tendency may be to think, oh, VBS is outdated or it's, too traditional, realizing that if some of the people in their community don't know anything about church, there's a pretty good likelihood that they know something about VBS and they have a positive impression about it. And so I think that's a strong,
That was fun for our church because we have, we've the last several years sent a group to Los Angeles to help with different churches in the area. And one of those churches, which, you know, again, it's sort of in a trendier area and all those sorts of things, but they're looking and saying, hey, you know, we feel like we might want to start this thing called a VBS. Do you guys have anybody who might be able to help with something like that? And Landry Holmes, who he and his wife are, you know, very involved in our children's ministry, our church, we worked with him on this project. He works for Lifeway. So it was sort of, that was a fun question for us to, hey, do you know anybody who can maybe help with this whole VBS thing? And like, oh, we have somebody who does that for a living. So that's nice to be able to offer that. But yeah, so it was just cool to see a church that is maybe thinking about how to minister in an area that's, you know, very hip and, you know, post-Christendom and whatever, but still saying, oh, this could work for us. You know, this could be a positive thing to influence our community.
Well, and, among those Americans who, talking about their child who had attended VBS, 94% agree that participating in Vacation Bible School helped their child better understand the Bible. And this is another thing we see over and over again in our research is Bible reading, Bible engagement has that huge impact on spiritual growth and other areas of discipleship. So that concentrated week of learning the Bible, you know, bears fruit, you know, down the road. Now, Scott, do you feel like with your adult attendance in VBS, do you feel like it's been helping your Bible knowledge and Bible learning?
Well, yeah, it makes you study Bible stories over and over again, and it's always good to be engaged in Scripture, and you know, you're trying to make it fun for kids, and that's always an added dimension of, you know, of VBS in general. And it makes you as an adult not overcomplicate things. And,
yeah.
You know, you stick with the main principles, and obviously our relationship with God is something we're created to enjoy, and trying to communicate that to kids.
Well, there's also, it looks like Americans are, Americans with kids, you know, under 18 are likely to encourage their kids to attend VBS.
Yeah, even as we look at this upcoming year, we see that almost two-thirds of American parents say that their child's likely to attend a VBS this summer. So as churches are considering, it's a lot of work to get the volunteers together, to get the materials together, to get games planned and everything. Is it worth it? Is one of those questions that is probably often asked, and is it worth the trouble? And, when we see this many people in your community actually looking forward to it, and they're going to be watching to see if churches are offering it, that's really motivational that, our church can be a part of that and can be reaching out to a community that's ready. I think we get a lot of bad news these days as in Christian churches, thinking that, the culture is kind of turned away from Christianity on many levels. And yet, a fun experience for kids is in which they're engaged with the Bible is still something that's quite popular in our culture today. Not 100%, no. If you invite 10 kids, all 10 are not going to want to come, and their families won't want to send their kids. But we are seeing that almost two out of three. And in fact, when we ask specifically if your child is invited by a friend, would you encourage your child to go? 69% of American parents say yes. And so this is great encouragement for churches to be continuing to embrace the ministry of VBS.
All right. Thanks, guys. And thanks, everyone, for listening. If you have any questions about this research, please tweet to us at SMCon, at StatsGuyCasey, or at StatsGuyCrazy. I don't know who that is, but that's a fun Twitter handle. Or at LizetteTweets. Right. Also, if you happen to find us on iTunes, write reviews on there, and be sure to tell your friends and family about this research podcast. Join us next time for another edition of Keep Asking. Keep asking, learn more, do better.